You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1451.
You got to look at the numbers in your business and not how you feel. Your emotions will trick you all the time.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today we're going to talk about six of the most valuable lessons in leadership that I've learned in the real estate wholesaling business. But today's show can really be for any business. All right, so let's talk about the six lessons of leadership that I'm going to share with you today. And I got to tell you, I've learned a lot. But these are the six things that I wish I would have learned. And if I feel like I have a bonus here in me, maybe I'll go a little impromptu. But number one is you need a team. You need a team. Now, it doesn't need to be a big team, but you need a team. If you have any inkling of making, you know, 250 a net a year, 500 net a year, $1 million a net a year, you can't do it by yourself. And administratively, okay, what do I mean by that? AKA paperwork, email, calendars, signatures, filing, taxes, errands. Oh my gosh, those are enemies of revenue. Oh, it's going to suck the life out of you and suck all the money out of your bank account because it's distracting you from doing your highest and best use. And if you're listening to this podcast, that's closing big, fat, juicy deals. So anything besides that, you need to delegate. Now, I've talked about this in this podcast before, but you can do $1 million a year with just two team members, a really good virtual assistant and a very good lead manager. And man, oh man, you can absolutely crush it. If you've learned how to do big, fat, juicy deals with healthy deal sizes, and you listen to the No Limit Selling System, go ahead and check that out, nolimitsalesystem.com, you're going to crush it, and you can crush it. So you can't do it by yourself, and especially the administrative part. You don't have to have this huge team that is, you know, this huge overhead, but you do need someone to help you with your administrative work, okay? You should not be doing that. If you're one of my private clients, there is no way that I'm going to let you do that for any length of time if me and you are in the same world together. Okay, number two is when you're working with somebody, you cannot over-communicate. Now, what I mean by that is I don't mean you shouldn't over-communicate. I mean it is almost impossible to over-communicate. I have found that the majority of times that something went wrong when I was leading people, it was that I was not clear enough with my instructions. And so every 15 minutes that I spend getting really clear with somebody who I'm trying to lead is going to save me like 3 or 4 hours, maybe more. Let me give you an example. So at one point, I was managing my own email and I was talking to my assistant. I tried this many times and I was like, okay, it is too much work for me to try to teach my assistant how to manage my email. Right? Because number one, I didn't know how to tell them what to do what and where to put what and how to do things. And so long story short, you know what? I'm going to communicate with my assistant for 15 minutes a day, every single day for 2 weeks until she knows how to completely handle my email. And so that's what we did. And I invested 15 minutes every single day to communicate. Now, believe me, by the end of the first week, beginning of the second week, actually, we didn't need to talk to each other anymore. We were there, but I want to communicate and communicate and communicate and communicate. And if something went awry, you do it again, right? And then you document that, okay? And now the end result, man, it is going to work. I find that when most people fail at something, it is usually because of my lack of communication because I was in too much of a rush to give it to somebody. That's what they call management by abdication versus delegation. Okay, now, this one's going to hit home. Three, don't play captain, save a salesperson. Okay, you are not going to save anybody. What do I mean by this? It is your job to hire the best people to work on your team with what you are willing to pay. Okay? So take what you are willing to pay for the position and then hire the very best person. You do not want to hire the first person. You want to hire the best person for what you're willing to pay. Now, you can have A players at McDonald's, at Subway, at Jersey Mike's, the United States Postal Service, right? You're going to have different people who are willing to perform at different levels. And so take the max that you're willing to pay and find the very best person. You are not going to take someone who's been a mediocre player their whole life and all of a sudden turn them into a productive team member. That is not going to happen. With stocks and mutual funds, right? They say past performance is not a predictor of future results. Let me tell you this. With people, future performance is almost always a result of past performance. What they did in the past is what they will do in the future. You can count on it. So if you have someone who's been an athlete, who's worked really, really hard in school, got good grades, you know, was a salesperson when they were in high school or college and made money, maybe, you know, worked at the zoo and was the best zookeeper in the entire place and everyone loves them, that person will continue to be a winner. If you have a buddy who's quote unquote never had a break, right? And they've never been able to make a lot of money and they've always jumped from job to job and they say, I just can't get a good opportunity. You are not going to save that person. You are not going to change them. They are who they are. Now, the only person that could change them is them. You are not going to change them. And so if you're at a point where you're like, I want to lead this person, they just haven't had the right leader in their life, I got to tell you, let them show you. Okay, they've got to be successful in their life. Okay, in the past to now come to you. So if you've seen someone maybe who needs a second chance, let them prove it to you by showing you before you hire them in some area of their life. This is not a project, okay? You do not save people from their bad performance by putting them into your life. I'm sorry. I wish it was different. I used to be totally guilty of this. My office used to be filled with people who I thought I could change and mentor. I can only take great people and make them better. I am not capable. I am not that good. Okay. And what I mean by great, I don't mean great at a skill. I meant great at who they are. Hard work ethic, willing to put in the work, willing to learn, willing to work with people, right? When I see that, then they're going to keep going. By the way, people like that are going to excel in any job and environment because they're going to learn, right? And people are going to want to help them. So what I mean by good people, I mean people who have done really, really good things at their previous jobs. And by the way, it's not like they had to like be the CEO of Apple, okay? If someone, again, let's go back to the sandwich shop, Jersey Mike's, right? If someone was over there, was making sandwiches and then was promoted to a manager and got a raise, hey, that's a winner, right? And then all of a sudden they jumped to the next job and did something even better. I'm looking for someone who, people who win, not clock watchers. All right, next one. Fire quickly. If you feel like you might want to fire somebody, do it now. I can tell you every single time that I've had let somebody go, after I did it, I was like, this person had to go like 6 months ago. And after you let them go, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this was way, 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 way worse than I thought. So do it quickly. You're not helping them at all by keeping them in a bad situation. Help them move on. It is never, never too early to have a difficult conversation. This one, I love this term. I actually learned the concept of this from the Rockefeller Habits by Vern Harnish, but I've heard Mark Evans, the deal maker, and you should check out his podcast, by the way, talk about this. And actually, this is one of our core values in our company, data, not drama. Okay, data, not drama. And what that means is you got to look at the numbers in your business and not how you feel. Your emotions will trick you all the time. They'll lie to you. And so your team members, they will tell you how they feel in terms of their performance. I only want to see performance. You only want to see performance. The marketing piece that you think is not working well, what does the data say? That salesperson who you think you don't like, guess what? What does the data tell you? that market that you all of a sudden want to leave because you're bored and go try another one? What does the market tell you before going over there? Forget what your gut says, okay? Use your gut to lead you to look at the data. Next, who, not how. Now, this one's from my mentor, Dan Sullivan. And I got to tell you, you are way better off looking for people who have the expertise that you need and hiring them or collaborating with them or paying them per project or paying them within your organization to help you. You're way better off. Trying to train people on an expertise that you don't have, it is difficult, it is long. I'm sure you could do it. But hiring someone, man, oh man, it is awesome. So for us, it's interesting. We recently bought a mobile home park and we have to bring in 26 new homes. And it is difficult. And I'm trying to train somebody and I'm like, this is too much work. And so I immediately went and I actually joint ventured with a mobile home dealership, an expert, to come in and bring homes into this park. And all of a sudden, life got so much easier. You do not need to learn how to do everything. You need to learn how to lead and demand results and to inspire. Lastly, number six, and this one, it took me a while to learn here, but you need to always be interviewing. Now, I hear some people say always be hiring, and I don't think that's a good scenario because a lot of times you don't have space on your team to hire somebody, but you always need to be interviewing. What does that mean? That you are looking for good talent. You are always looking for the who's. You're looking for those A players who you don't have to quote unquote rehab, who are ready to come into your business and make a difference. And the cool part about this is you may not need a job right now. And I mean, what a job filled. And the person who you're talking to, by the way, if they're any good, they probably don't need a job right now. The best of the best do not need to look for work. So you need to always be interviewing and have a bench of total rock stars to be able to work with, because eventually you may need somebody. And now you will have a big Excel spreadsheet or a big Google spreadsheet or a big nice yellow pad with a list of a bunch of people who you call for when you do need somebody. Or maybe once in 5 years, that one person that you always wanted to hire, who you thought their employer would never let go, walks away, you need to be able to jump on them. So always be interviewing, especially when you don't need to hire, and always when you don't need to hire. Because when you need to hire is actually the worst time to be interviewing because sometimes we feel desperate. Okay, so to review, number one, and I'm going to do these in a little bit of different order because I wrote them that way. Number one, you can't save anybody when it comes to team members, okay? You want to work with great people who are great already. It doesn't mean that they have to have the skill that you need, but they have to have the soft skills, right? They have a hard work ethic. They want to learn. They're a good team player. They're kind, right? They want results. Those people, okay, you want to be around those people. If people have sucked at all their previous jobs, quote unquote, can't catch a break, and their life has been a disaster, I have no problem if you want to be charitable and give that person money, okay? But you are not typically going to save anybody. So those people, you want to help them out with money, referrals, kindness, right? But don't bring them on into your organization, okay? Especially if they're your friend. Number two, you can't over-communicate. And by that, I mean, it's impossible to over-communicate. Communicate early, communicate often, and communicate ongoing. Three, fire quickly. If you're thinking about firing someone, it probably means you should have let them go 6 months ago. Four, data, not drama. You can start with your gut, but always, always verify things with the numbers. Number five, who, not how. Okay, my mentor, Dan Sullivan, taught me this. If you have something new in your business or you have a gap in your business, find someone who's already doing it way better than you and try to get them in your organization. Maybe you could partner with them. Maybe you could joint venture with them. Maybe you can give them a piece of a deal. I don't care what it is, but make it happen and find a way to be by them. Six, always be interviewing. The worst time to hire somebody is when you need them. Even if you think you can't get somebody, keep a list. Always act like you're interviewing somebody else. And they should always act like they're always interviewing for a job. That way, when you need somebody, man, you got a list of people that you can call. If you want to hook up with me in that Facebook group, go to wholesalinginkgroup.com. Hit me up at Todd Toback, and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at WholesalingInc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.